Enda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it, girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellency. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyiki, even when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
Yo!
Yeah!
You're not gonna believe!
I will!
What happened yesterday?
Try me. Oh shit, we saw that.
Finally saw Casper on your vest. Hey!
We saw that!
You're not gonna believe what happened, dog.
What happened?
You weren't wearing slops.
Okay, yeah, people didn't believe that part also. I mean, like, people think you just wear slops for everything.
Sure.
What happened, dog? What happened?
JJ, where do I begin, bro?
The senior managers of Macro were standing there with their hands on their heads.
Man, they knew what they were doing.
Movies, dog.
For real?
But it's fine. I'll tell you at the end of the show.
We're podcasting. Throw forward, right? TSL.
We can rewind.
Tell us now, man.
We can rewind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios, brought to you by Bybit. If you want to get into cryptocurrency, make sure you check out Crypto and Chill with myself and Greg Jabesi. It's right here on the network. And make sure you download Bybit. Otherwise, welcome back our friend of the show, JJ.
Back by popular demand. JJ.
What up, JJ?
I'm easy, man.
Hi,
what
JJ.
Up, Jay?
Mr. Breakfast Show on Kai FM.
What up, Jay?
How's it going?
I'm good, Jay. What up, Jay?
Hey, lift up this mic, man. I can't hear souls.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you, but not that.
Usually, yeah?
There we go.
In the ear.
Yeah?
I'm still sober, yeah. Wait until 15 minutes.
So on my left, I've got the king of the cash register. The Macro.
Oh, yeah. But he's ringing it up.
Mac makes the fucking cash register ring.
So what happened at Macro, dog?
I'll tell you later, man.
Dude, people are just going to fast forward to the end of the show. It's not a radio. They're
going to
fast forward and then come back to start the show.
Let them fast forward.
They're just going to skip.
How skip?
Like, end of the show, and then go back. You know that, right? It's not going to work.
You might as well keep quiet the whole show.
I see what you're trying to do, though.
Smoshy's cards.
Just tell us, bro.
So, JJ, last time you were here, we were talking about Ubusango, man.
Yeah,
people really love that episode, man.
How?
Crazy.
Yeah.
People are always fascinated by that, by those things, you know?
Yeah, why do you think that's the case, bro?
I think, man, the now generation wants to know. You know, you want to know, you want to be rooted. Because everyone is rooted. Everybody's doing their own shit except us. You know, gone are the days where, you know, you have to, it's a secret. And, you know, I mean, now it's a span, invite a machita. But if you close a span, you're going to, get to a span, it's not something that should be hidden. You know, we're just being real. We're just being who we are. We're just being young Africans and wild and being crazy and doing crazy shit. All the crazy shit that our parents were not able to do, you know.
Yeah.
It's our time.
Yeah,
the time is now. So,
for those who don't know you that are watching now, who's JJ, man? You've been through so much, bro. You've done so much shit, man.
Yeah, look, entertainment wise, just media stuff, producing, award winning TV producer.
Hey.
Whoa, which show won the award? Just chuckle on memories.
Club 808.
Club 808.
Yes,
that thing, your boy. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Next favorite.
I wasn't available at the time.
No, you're jobless.
You know, so a bit of radio content, yeah, and other things, man. Other cool
Oscar
media
man,
shit.
Oscar man, they'll know you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you don't know Jay, the voice from Oscar man, him and Naked for the longest time,
bro. It's been 5 years and people still want to talk about fucking Oscar man, but it's good,
yeah. And then you also did Bada Bing as well, ne?
Yeah,
you started off there,
Bada Bing.
Yeah, he
Squad, went to Slicker. Went to Slicker and yeah. Sugar Smacks.
Yeah. Mm.
What were you doing with Butter Ping?
No, man, I was a tour DJ for Squatter Camp. But I feel like we've told this story before, you know? Because I was on the road to Squatter Camp, damn, touring with them.
Yeah.
At the peak. But I mean, it's cool. I mean, that.
What did you think about Flubber's girlfriend when she came on the show?
Ah, oh, man, that was. I enjoyed the episode.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that you guys gave her a platform, you know, just to be here and speak and welcome her back into society. There's not, I mean, she's done her time. Mm. You know, society has accepted Ojubjub. He's on TV every Sunday. And people don't really remind him all the time about what he's done. You know, he went to jail. He did his time. The same with Flubber's wife, you know. She's done her time. You know, let her, you know, get back into society and live a normal life and let her continue, man.
And we're not the law.
You know? We're not the law.
If the law says she's good enough, you know, to be back in society, who are we to say?
Exactly.
Nah, move your mic like this. Yeah, like it. This. Yeah, like that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So
we miss you, Aya. Where are you? Fucking interns of Aya. Interns of Aya. All his mics are dropping. What's going on? But did you see Flubber's mom? But obviously, I mean, she wouldn't be happy. You know what I mean? She was not happy.
The same with the interview situation. The parents are still not happy. Nobody will be happy. Her life was lost. But, you know, we move on. People learn. People did their time. And you forgive and we move on, you know?
But I'm glad you're here because I want to talk about Lady Doo's tweets. Did you guys see Lady Doo's tweets?
I did and I missed it. I haven't been on Twitter today.
Yeah, yeah. And you, Ghostly, did you see them?
Yeah, her advices. Yeah, I did see some.
Oh, okay. Did you see them, JJ?
I didn't see shit.
All right, let me read them for you. So it starts like this, right? This is Lady Doo. She says, let me school you on how to make money with music. Forget the fame and followers. You can make millions even without it. Did you hear that, Mesh?
Mesh, you want the fame. It's not nice.
So forget the fame and the followers.
Yes, you can make millions without it.
Okay.
So kindly read this with understanding. First thing you gotta do, register at Samro and Sampra. Have you done that, Saul?
Yes.
You had Samro and Sampra?
Yes.
Alright. This is no paid partnership. I'm teaching you something y'all need to know. Then keep on recording as many songs as you can. When one hits, when you hit one hit, you build your brand and keep recording. Reason for this is I calculate my profit a month on the lowest selling song feature or not. I registered all the songs I'm on, which go up to over 100 songs.
Okay.
So that's songs that she was part of. Yeah. Doesn't mean she was singing in all the songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Some she wrote, but she's got intellectual property on the song. Mm. Yeah. Some entitled to some part of it.
Wow, wow.
So, so here's where it gets interesting, right?
Yeah.
So if I calculate at my lowest selling song, this is the worst song that she recorded, right? Let's say that song makes 3,000 a month. Times that by 100, that's 300K a month. Is that true? Is that possible?
Well, I mean, sometimes when these things are written, they sound, you know, it reminds me of those videos on TikTok where people say, let me teach you how to make 100,000 rand a month. That, and they give you all these tips and then.
But can you make 300K by having 100 songs that make 3,000 rands?
Yeah, I mean, remember how, I mean, the biggest thing, I guess, with the streaming platforms is when you get into the playlist and all your music is there. Outside, people actively searching for your music, right? If you're part of the playlist, especially on Spotify, you can make money because your music is spread across different playlists. That's why artists, they lose their minds. That's why Nicki Minaj was losing her mind saying, I wasn't part of any playlist. Because, I mean, they update these playlists probably every second day, every third day. And people just sit and you let the first song play and you relax. And if the song plays, I mean, it's a spin for you, it's a coin for you. And if you have 300 songs spread everywhere, I mean, that's guap, yeah.
But does she say that 3,000 from the lowest performing songs coming from where? Is it radio spins? Is it music video spins? Is it Spotify? Because let's be honest, Spotify pays
nothing.
Peanuts. 2 cents when your song is played 100 times or whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's really small. Do you get me? So in order to get that 3,000 nakhona, that song needs to be on radio. That song needs to be making money.
Yeah.
Someone needs to be streamed. Needs to be on YouTube. And even where it's on the internet, streaming is low. You know, but I get the message though.
Behind it.
Behind it, yes. I get the message behind it.
Yeah. Y'all already know I have a lot of hit songs. You just had to put that in there.
It's a fact.
But I always calculate on the lowest one. This is called mass production, like how a factory functions. Your catalog is forever. That's true. Mm-hmm. Catalog is forever. Music is music needs smart movers, not fast movers. People fight to make hits, but I'll tell you, you can still make money without a hit. Learn the ins and outs of the business. I wrote songs for people. My publishing will set me up for life. Do you own your publishing song?
I do now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I didn't sign with anyone my publishing.
Yeah.
You register your publisher, so you can register on Samroof, for example, as a music creator and as a publisher as well.
Yeah,
it's really that simple.
Do you
have
an administrator though, someone that administers.
Oh yeah. Then you'll need an administrator. That's somebody like Shear, etc. Yeah.
Some people don't, but I mean, it's important to have one in case someone uses your song for an ad or whatever, and you know, somewhere in the planet, and you know, you find out they're using, and you need to chase that money because it's very difficult to chase the money yourself.
Yeah, administrators have long reach. Like Shear Publishing is one of the big administrators, you know, for a lot of guys.
That's why I hit up
they're
Sony.
Multinational.
That's why I hit up Sony ATV for my publishing. Yeah,
right? Yeah.
Because I don't want to deal with the admin. Like, it's just
and that's
too much
fine. Also, okay, before you, that's fine because a lot of people think own your publishing, which is cool, but if a bigger publisher that's got more resources and will actually lift a finger for your music, then you're better off making 10 rands of 50 rands than making 1 rand because you own your publishing. Do you get me?
Yeah.
It's better off to own a percentage of something very huge than 100% of something very small.
The music needs to work.
Yes.
The catalog.
So nothing wrong with publishing and getting someone to do your publishing if they'll actually lift a finger as opposed to you getting the song on an ad and then they come and say, yeah, I've got a publishing deal, so we're entitled to a percentage when they didn't bring that deal home. Mm. You know what I mean?
Explain what publishing is because most people don't know what publishing is.
No, but I mean, he's in that space. He can explain it better, right? I'm not an artist. You know,
Man, publishing does a lot of things. Like I said, it helps with sync deals, it's synchronization deals on TV, adverts, movies, and then they
hold on. So if my song is played on TV, I gotta get paid for that.
Yeah, and your publisher generally is the one that makes that deal happen for you because your publisher should, you know, be connected. With radio stations, number one, to plug your music there. Number two, with production companies who make ads, with broadcasters, with people who do TVs, shows and movies, etc. Yeah, so basically they help with the exploitation of the work.
So I went up to Sony because I didn't want to do the admin. I'm like, Sony's a big company. They sent me the contract, dog. About 30 pages. So I sent it to my lawyer. Shout out to Tanya.
Oh, yeah, dope.
And she came back and there was a clause in there. I'm paraphrasing, but there was a clause in there that said that after 3 years of the contract, they will own my music forever.
Jesus, Sony. Whoa, Sony.
Hey, man, that's thugger. That's thuggish behavior.
Yeah.
In 2022.
Yeah. So we sent back an email to say, okay, cool. We like the contract, but please amend this clause and this clause and this clause.
Puff Daddy 2.2.
Yeah. They replied back. They're like, sorry. We don't want to pursue this anymore. Good luck.
Hey, Sony. Sonyisa. That's what Sony short for. Sonyisa. Many of you know my contract. Are you serious?
Yeah, I kid you not, bro.
That's
not. Own your music forever.
Yeah.
That is. Yeah.
That's stealing.
Yeah.
That's tantamount to stealing.
Now imagine. Like Puff. That's what Puff did to fucking The Lox with their publishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mace as well.
And Mace.
Oh, yeah.
And you know,
Mace.
I think. Now, I saw Jadakiss's, he tweeted something yesterday about he's in the process of acquiring the Lox catalog from Bad Boy. Yeah, and then he's going to sell it again to someone or license it to somebody. That's fucked up. I can't believe that Sony, if Mac, if what you're saying is true.
I'm telling you. I'll even show you the email,
Sony,
bro.
Is fucked up.
Do you have the clause?
It's exploitation.
Bro.
Do you have the clause?
Maybe highlight the clause and then show that. They can actually put it up on screen.
Wow, that is...
Okay, I'll show... Yeah, we'll show it in post-production.
Yeah.
The clothes.
Jesus.
Because I have to find it in the email.
So wait, now they're saying after 3 years they own it forever. Then within these 3 years, they co-own it.
Yeah.
With you.
Yeah.
But that's a fucking slave contract.
Yeah,
that is 2022.
And how many young kids do you think can afford a lawyer like Tanya?
Yeah, exactly. You see,
and
that's
30
the problem.
Pages, dog.
It's like these young kids are not gonna read it themselves.
30 pages, even
when they do, they get lost in the jargon and the terminology used in these law, in these contracts. Mm. That's madness, bro.
Nah, it's disappointing. But then again, you know, these American companies are not here for us.
This is what they said.
Exploit us,
dear MacGyver. Please do accept my sincerest apologies for our delayed response. The deal's office advised that we are not able to move forward with this agreement based on the terms you require, and we withdraw our agreement. Wishing you the best.
Damn, bro.
So they were not even willing to negotiate.
Nah, nah, nah. They're like, hey, this is a woke one, eh?
Hey.
He's got a lawyer.
But, nah.
But wait, when they said they want to own it, in what sense? What do they mean, own it?
I don't understand
how
the
many
jargon.
Which South African artists are on Sony? I'm worried now.
Yeah.
A lot, bro.
A lot of them are on Sony.
A lot. Well, yeah, either they do the publishing... Or some are just signed.
360.
Yeah, or 360 deal. You know, I know Toya DeLaze used to be with Sony. I mean, she was like the poster girl.
Yeah.
You know, when Sony, they, because, yeah. She blew up. It was Sony.
Isn't Maporisa with Sony?
Yeah, he owns Sony.
Oh, is he with Sony?
Yeah.
Yeah, he runs. Bayana Sony, he handles it. Like.
Yeah,
okay. No, for real, the guy from Everything SA Music. Oh, no, was it Zinger? I got a zing on some podcast. It was like he got paid like 20 million rands to, I don't know. He heads like the piano thing, you know?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, he's earned it. I mean,
Maporisa must rape the living shit out of Sony. He must make as much money as he can from Sony, because if this is what they're doing to black creatives, imagine other people that don't have the resources that you have, right? But like, these record companies have been doing this, you know? And I'm glad Black Coffee bought Gallo.
Oh, shit.
You know, I'm happy he did that, because I mean, these fucking companies have been doing it to Bob Mahlatini, all our heroes.
Yeah,
you know, they die broke, you know, because these fucking American companies keep doing the same shit over and over and over. This actually reminds me of a conversation where of MacGyver's new buddy Charlemagne had with the
I got him on WhatsApp now. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Dope. For real. Okay. Did you speak funny?
No. I'm kidding, man.
Oh.
Hey, I know. So I was gonna say, let's call him.
I'm in a bad. Put on my receipt. Put on my receipt. How?
You know. So he was having this conversation with Lyle Cohen, the guy that Dame Dash hates, the guy that split Rockefeller, the god between Jay-Z and Dame Dash. He called he calls him the tall Israel.
Oh, what did you think about our Dame Dash?
I know the Jewish guy with the white hair.
Yeah.
And then a long face.
Yeah.
What did you think of our Dame Dash interview, by
dope.
The way?
Dope. Dope. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
You're not just saying that because we're here, right?
No. I enjoyed it.
Because Saul was drunk, yeah?
I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. I was drunk. But I mean, I didn't spoil it, right?
It worked.
It worked,
you should
right?
drink more.
He was drinking without Dash.
Hey, Mac.
Okay.
It's too early.
Okay. It's never too early, fam.
You know, so he was saying, look, and it still ties to the Kanye thing a bit, because he asked him, so when you, because I mean, remember this guy studied Def Jam with Russell Simmons, you know? And he was saying, what do you look for in an artist? You know, do you look for talent or do you look for content? And he said, talent. But then Charlamagne said to him, but that content, I mean, they even made reference to Kanye when he was saying, you know, the hip hop talks about raping women or whatever, you know, the content, drugs, the works. So, you know what? Why would you invest in something like that? And he said, yeah, man, I got to make money. I got to feed my people. And it shows you the attitude of these fucking American companies and record labels. They don't care. Black people must go shoot each other, record that shit, put it on a song, sells, makes millions. They don't care. They don't give a fuck. That's your problem. Oh. Right? So to expect Sony to give a fuck about a fucking African artist that's here. Remember, Sony is not from South Africa. They're here to milk every cent possible from the music business here. So they don't have our best interest at heart. So I'm not surprised they gave you a contract like that, because they're here to make money and exploit. Because what they offered you is slavery.
Huh.
It is. There's no other way.
And even their email response. Yeah.
Sorry?
No, I'm just saying even their email response just showed that they're not willing to even negotiate. That's it. If we're not going to sign, we move.
Basically, those 30 pages were all to hide the clauses that they
the
actually
main clause.
Picked
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just to hide.
Yeah.
In the jargon, the wording, just hide. That contract can be simplified to fucking one page or two.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a 30 page contract. So you signed with us forever.
You can't go. I've got lawyers, man. I've got a lawyer. I'll send it to Frank. Yo, Frank, check this out.
What's Let's this be Frank. Let's saying? Be Frank.
Frank talk, bro. That's why my lawyer's name is Frank. For a reason, you know. I'm like, nigga, check this shit out, you know. What's going on here? Nah, I'm lawyered up.
Should I continue?
Mm-mm-mm.
All right. When you start making a decent amount of money, don't buy expensive clothes and luxury cars knowing you as a brand need to pay them. So here's what I did. I saved the whole of 2021, did not buy anything expensive, bought two properties, built apartments, they pay me a salary. That's good
a solid salary. That's solid advice, yeah. man.
If you
solid.
Check most people, like most DJs, I'll speak about DJs because I know about DJs. They venture into property like Euphonic, Oskido,
Fresh
Black
DJ
Coffee.
Cleo.
DJ Cleo. We interviewed DJ Cleo. He said he's got eight.
Nine properties.
Nine
one
properties.
Commercial, yeah.
Yeah.
Cleo's smart.
Yeah. And a shout out to Lady Du because if you notice it, if you look closely, right, she's the one successful piano act who's not wearing Louis V, Gucci,
Amakosa.
She's always like in a normal, and I mean, she got a deal with Levi's,
yeah.
but she's always in your nice clothes, but yeah. normal Nike, normal, nothing like
I don't
Prada, Balenciaga.
I don't understand how piano artists, DJs and artists, wear such expensive clothes.
Hectic, just
that's ridiculous.
Bro, they're getting guap, bro. They're getting paid in pounds and dollars, dog.
But it doesn't make sense.
I kind of understand
does with
it.
A pori. Well, a poor, you understand.
Look at it this way.
Bag.
Look at it this way. You spend 11,000 rand on a t-shirt, right?
Crazy, right?
Because you bought that fucking t-shirt, you're going to take a picture and wear it on fucking and put it on Instagram, right? You have fucking 500,000 followers. My nigga, you can't wear that t-shirt again tomorrow. And tomorrow. And tomorrow. And tomorrow. And tomorrow. And tomorrow. And tomorrow.
Yes.
So you got to buy more. You got to keep buying.
But, okay.
In fact, I remember Ricky did an interview on 702. If I'm not mistaken, I think with Azania. And she asked Ricky about money. And Ricky said, the fastest way to blow your money is buy clothes. Buying expensive clothes.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, you're speaking from experience.
From experience. Because you know Ricky was the Gucci Don in Africa. They can argue. It's the fact.
But here's the thing, yeah. guys. We are old school, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're 35. How old are you?
39.
30. Jeez, are you 39, bro?
8, 9, yeah.
Fucking hell. Jeez, since when?
You expect him to be old.
Here's what's going on, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are old.
Yeah.
This new generation, it's about the brand. People see the brand before they even listen to the music.
Yeah.
So if you're an artist and you're dripping, people will be more interested in your music. It's crazy, but that's the way it works.
Yeah, that's not true.
I kid you not.
Kamza the Small, for example. Kamza was running the streets.
He's an anomaly.
He was running the streets in Alex, making crazy beats
for a long time
that were pervading the streets all over.
But even he dresses
even
in
seeing
Gucci
the face.
Now. No, but even he dresses in Gucci now.
Yeah,
or sometimes he's dressed like Nkabi. You've seen him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He will dress like just an ordinary Nkabi.
But
he's big, he's made. But it wasn't the Gucci's that. It was the music.
It's about drip. Piano's about drip now,
yeah,
bro.
But if you signed
You're
to
right, though. There's a part of the culture that we can't deny.
But
is about drip. When you say you're a piano DJ, you rock up with a Kaiser Chiefs jersey. They're like, what the fuck? Look at it, white.
He's clearly not making money. But if that's your thing and you're signed to a record label, the label needs to pay for it because it's part of your marketing. That's why record labels in the US, they give you an advance, they get your gold chain, they get your Rolly. And
that's slavery, though. Advances are slavery,
no,
guys.
It's
a loan. Loans are slavery.
It is.
It's a loan. That's
I'm
bad.
Saying. I'm saying it because MacGyver would say it's part of your marketing. So if someone is benefiting from your music outside yourself, they need to pay for it.
guys, we've got young people here. Let's ask Mash. Mm. Mash is very big in this piano culture.
He's a drip god. Mash is a drip god.
Off-white.
Off-white, nigga. Virgil Abloh.
Virgil
probably
Abloh.
Comes in your dreams.
Yes.
The ghost of Virgil.
Bro, am I making sense saying that piano right now, it's about drip and the music after?
Nah. Yeah. We first look at what folk is wearing before we listen to...
Thank you.
But it doesn't make sense.
But it does, because you're old school. That's the way things are working right now, bro.
Here's the thing, you know...
But you understand, you have to be hot forever. Those Louis V sneakers, you can't rock the same shit every week.
Nah, but no one's hot forever, bro.
Those t-shirts, you gotta change them. You can't wear the same Balenciaga t-shirt every week.
I was gonna say, that's true. Okay, let's say it's true, which it is, right? Because piano is very heavily, you know, fashion-based. High fashion-based. It's not even like Reebok or whatever. It's like really Gucci stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's not the audience that dictated that. It's the artist. And it's the artist that can change it, right? If Kabza, the big piano guys, Foka, Kabza, Pori, Major League, stopped wearing Balenciagas and dressed normally, it would be normalized then, right? Mm. And then even the kids coming up won't feel the pressure of first, you know, hit song, you're charging 30K per gig, you make your first 200,000 in 1 month, you're spending 100K on clothes. What the fuck, right?
Okay, let me play.
But so it's up to the artist to change the narrative.
Let me play devil's advocate. I'm focalistic.
The devil's was Prada, so yeah. Do play it. We good? All right, cool.
Yeah. I'm focalistic, dog.
Yeah.
I'm 22.
Yeah.
I just went to LA, Dubai, UK, whatever.
Yeah.
I got paid, I don't know, whatever, 200,000 rands for one gig.
Oh, yeah, you got 900K, you know, in your account.
I got no kid. The car's paid off. The house is paid off. What do you want me to do with my
it's
money?
It's disposable income.
What do you want me to do with my money,
that's
bro?
Invest. That's but let's also be...
Were you investing when you're 22?
Yes. When you first 300K.
I never had that kind of money when I was 22.
But your first big deal, like your first even 100K, you know, your first 100K cash in your account.
The biggest check I... The first big check I made, I felt so rich. I took that fucking money, took a bag, and went into a fucking car dealership. I bought myself a car.
That's it.
A car, which I needed. Not, I can't wear my car. You know what I'm saying? I drove that car every day. And it helped me, you know, go to work, do business, and all those. It's different. Mm. But I'm not gonna, bro, it's insane. It's I mean, I saw Oscar is fresh as a motherfucker. Oscar Mbo.
Oscar Mbo, obviously.
Oh, but that shit is fake, man.
Ah. What do you mean? Oscar, I'm a fake in no ways.
Man, he's a scammer, dog. Doesn't he scam people?
No,
but he's cleared it. He's cleared it out. There's people who wanted money for gigs. He's paid them back. He's cleared it out.
Oh, so there's a rumor.
No, it wasn't a rumor. There were people who had booked him. He didn't show up and wasn't paying the monies back.
No, I'm not even talking about bookings. Like Forex vibes.
Oh, shit. Oh, proper scammer. Professional vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Is that what he does?
Fuck, I heard. That's I've never seen.
No, no.
But then,
I know the bookings thing.
But
oh,
then,
shit.
But then you can't pass it.
I could be wrong.
You can't pass it as a fact.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He said he could be wrong.
I could be wrong.
Fair enough.
Okay. But then you guys, the debate you're having now, it defeats the advice your lady do. Because she says, don't buy the expensive clothes and all. So are we saying that she's lying?
No, what is needed
is expensive clothes.
Because I'm glad you brought it back to her, because she's a perfect example that you don't need the super expensive clothes. You know what I mean? You don't need... Lady Two does wear sneakers.
But there's a listener like Mesh who's already... Who looks at... I'm just saying there's a listener, your listeners like Mesh, who said, we first look at what you're wearing before we listen to you.
But no one is, and Lady Do's always fresh. Like, I don't think Lady Do's saying, you know, wear rags. You know what I mean? Like, she's
look, you still need to be presentable and look fresh and look good for your audience.
Yes.
But don't blow the whole fucking.
But there's no need to have a jacket at 200,000.
You can still look good in 500 rand. That's what you mean.
Huh?
You know, you can still look good in 500 rand.
Not really 500. But.
Okay.
Like, a 10. Grand outfit is a dope outfit. You know what I mean? It doesn't need to be 80K, 200K.
Yeah.
The sneakers don't have to be 20K. You'll get nice sneakers for $2,000. Fucking hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I look good at the macro event last night. Hey, did I tell you what Kasma said?
With your trip sneakers, yeah, you look fresh, man. I saw that.
Yeah, you had the drip going.
Both of you, okay. You and Cass had drip sneakers.
That's what he said.
Oh, no. Tell us.
Tell us.
No, I'll tell you then.
He thinks it's radio. Are we going to ad breaks? Hey, Samuya. We're still going to pay bills.
JJ, fuck, are you going to read the news? Did he bring you here this? For the news?
You know.
What is this? Should I read what? Traffic?
Repeat.
Fuck it out. I have a 39 traffic. What is this? Oh, fuck it out. What is this?
So the real reason why JJ came, you wanted to talk about Kanye West. What is it that
hold
you
on,
wanted
hold
to
on,
talk
hold
about?
Hold on, hold on. Are we done with Lady
Yeah, we're facts? Done, we're done. There's too many, man. We'll take an hour on this thing.
But it's good. Let's finish. Okay, let's not stop.
Okay.
Let's finish
just
reading
read
them and then we'll move on. You know what I mean?
My apartments pay me a good enough salary to be able to sit at home and do nothing if I want to.
Beautiful.
January, I bought a house and a car. Put in a large deposit, but Lady Do doesn't pay for those. The apartments do. I hate it when people speak in third term.
In third person.
Yeah. There's no more Wi-Fi. Oh, we're in airplane mode. See, it's a sign we must move on.
Okay, before you move on.
Yeah.
So does it mean that... How long has a Lady Do been in the industry? That's another thing.
She's been trying for 10 years.
She exactly. tried for a long time.
For
man.
A long time. So
it worked out.
Is this wealth accumulated over the 10 years
no,
in
no,
her
no,
trying
no, no,
or
no,
just
no,
now?
Music, when she started music.
When she started
from
music.
From 7th grade.
No, seventh when she started grade. Popping from yeah. the piano. Yeah, because yeah, and it's that's not a long time ago.
So her by saying that you don't need the followers and the fame, is it really feasible for someone who's unknown to also be at her level? Let's be honest.
I say that again. I need to hear that again.
The followers and the fame, I think...
A counter.
It's
no,
more...
No, because I was listening to everything that she's
no,
mentioned.
No, but I think that's
tweet.
More about songwriting than anything.
Oh,
and
okay.
also, you, there's no way it's going to be on 300
and
songs
yeah.
and not have the following.
Exactly.
Because Connor, who might hit at least 820.
No, because then
that's a
now,
lot of hits.
You're advising people about the 100 doing a lot of songs, but then saying that forget about the followers and the fame. As if you're still going to make the same money as she's making.
No, I think her point was, don't chase the fame and the followers.
Mm-hmm.
Chase the work.
Mash.
Get as much work done as yeah. possible.
Yes,
those
mash.
Will come naturally.
Okay.
I think
okay.
that's what she was saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not just by virtue of having one hit and a million followers you'll make money. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Sweet.
Let's go to Kanye West, dog. What did hey. You want to say about Kanye West, man?
No, man. I think... I saw yesterday Russell Simmons post on Instagram and what he was saying, giving his background.
That's the founder of Def Jam, right?
Yeah,
co-founder.
About his involvement with the Jewish community. And he was pointing out at certain things, saying that the media, you know, Kanye has said some things that are hurtful towards people, which I agree with, you know?
Yeah.
And but also, you know, the media almost needs to find a way to, you know, also, out of everything he said, pull out the points that make sense. You know, because
yeah.
it's not everything. Everything I will learn, it's not rubbish. You know,
not at all.
There,
not
there
at
are
all.
A lot of facts and a lot of not important all. Points that he made. But as well, you know, he needs to be mindful of how he communicates certain things.
Yeah.
Articulates.
Basically, you know, he went to Hyde Park, Hyde Park Primary School.
That's it. Bundles are finished. Hey, the next thing he's gonna say what? Cyril, what Cyril?
Cyrilly.
Cyrilly.
Cyrilly. Cyrilly.
You know, so I mean that
that killed me, right?
I thought that made sense. What you were saying, you know. Mm. Because Kanye needs to apologize to the Floyd, what's his name? Floyd.
The family.
Oh, yeah. the Floyd, the person, the guy. Who,
yeah,
I'm thinking.
He needs to, you know, he
George
needs
Floyd.
To,
George Floyd, thanks,
yeah,
bro. George
he,
Floyd.
He needs
yeah.
to. He needs to apologize, but at the same time, you know, we also need to.
Because
you know,
he only apologized to the Jewish community, I think.
Yeah, so yeah,
I mean,
I heard
got,
an apology.
I've got my views around that, you know, and I think it's sad what happened to the Jewish people, the Holocaust.
Of course, yeah.
It's also sad what happened to black
people.
In terms of slavery,
Yeah.
And in terms of apartheid, what happened here?
Yeah.
You know, because this whole Kanye thing got me reading a lot of things. You know, I started doing research, trying to find out what's what, you mm-hmm. know, trying to understand better, you know. And, you know, I came across some stuff that was not comfortable, you know, uncomfortable stories, you know. For example, one of the stories I came across was the story about the rifle, the R4, right, which is used by the South African Defense Force, right? The R4 comes from Israel. The original design is from Israel, and that license was sold to the South African Defense Force at the peak of apartheid. Right? Now, for me, that was disturbing, because if South Africa as a country is going through what they're going through, right, apartheid, et cetera, et cetera, and you sell them guns, which you know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, you see, you're supporting apartheid, literally.
You're perpetuating.
Yeah.
Hyde Park. Hyde Park Primary School.
Yeah. He's proven me wrong.
He's like, I can't
start. I can't
bundles.
Hey, boy, Hyde Park. I'm not going to run your fail away.
You know, so that for me, that was why.
And Israel being the Jews, right?
Yes. Mm. You know, I mean, it also took me back to when the EFF were fighting with Black Coffee, asking him how can he go play in Israel, knowing that he's from South Africa, understanding what's happened.
But you've seen Black Coffee's trip. Turned to Jewish.
Okay.
Yeah, go on. EFF.
You know?
Yeah, let me not, you know, get you off you track. Know? Yeah, don't forget that thought, eh?
Yeah. And also the South African government pulling out their support for Miss South Africa when she wanted to go to Miss World, eh?
It was, yeah, but it was a Jewish thing, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Hi, bro.
Yeah.
Happy days, man.
You know, so all those things. So when these people, you know, they gathered and they were in solidarity saying, look, Kanye's words are hurtful. And as a community, they united and they pulled their resources, or blackballed him, rather, you know. Mm. It made me think that, okay, if you as a group of people are able to pull this, doing everything that you're doing to him, have you guys ever reflected and looked back and said, okay, yes, we don't like what Kanye is saying and what he's doing, but have you ever thought about your contribution as a nation towards other people, especially our part of South Africa?
Our injustices.
You know, our injustices, you know. Adidas, for example, right? German company, right?
Oh, yeah.
They said they hate what Kanye did, said, et cetera, et cetera. But Adidas was active in this country at the peak of apartheid.
Oh, God.
Mm. Yes.
They were here. They were doing business in South Africa. Mm. Why didn't they pull back and say, you know what, apartheid government, we cannot be associated, blah, 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 blah.
And shout out to companies like Pepsi. They pulled out. I know they pulled out. Hence, like when we were like Boma 8, 9, suddenly there was Pepsi. Mm. But they were, then they pulled out because of apartheid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they pulled out.
Yeah, they've been. Yeah, then they came back after post-democracy.
But Adidas was active in this country during apartheid.
Yeah.
So that's bullshit.
Hypocrisy.
Let me give you a list of people that have pulled out, man, since Kanye West rant.
You know? Yeah.
These are the brands and celebrities, right? Number one, fashion house called Balenciaga.
Yeah, with the expensive sneakers.
They're going to miss Kanye.
Adidas said their dropping will cost them $248 million in net income this year. Without Adidas, Ye is no longer a billionaire, is now worth $400 million. Creative Arts Agency, they pulled out. Lawyer Camille Vasquez, editor of America's Vogue magazine, Anna Wintour. Former wife, Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian.
Well, yeah, she pulled out a while ago.
Well, he didn't pull out. I mean, how many kids they have?
His divorce lawyers, comedian Amy Schumer, American Amy Bank, Schumer. JP Morgan Chase, Instagram and Twitter as well.
Well, he's back on Instagram.
Is he back on Instagram?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
he, and his buddy been. Just bought Twitter, so I think he'll
be back on Twitter.
Oh,
definitely.
Elon Musk, yeah.
You know, back he's on back Twitter. On Instagram. I saw him last night.
And he's been firing people. Elon Musk got there, fired the CEO, fired the CFO, fired the guy who's hitting the legal what, fired.
But with everything that has transpired in the past few weeks, doesn't it prove what Kanye was saying?
It
that
does.
Jewish people are silencing the black voice.
My worry is that, you know, I feel like the black people platforms in America are cowards because they're all afraid, you know, to speak up and say whatever they need to say because they're afraid that this boogie monster will cancel them too. Because I understand that Kanye taunted black Americans or African Americans by his
White Lives Matter, Make America Great, supporting Trump,
all those
so many other things.
Slavery was a choice.
Yeah, fucking hell.
It's fine. I mean, that's why they're not supporting him now. But the problem is, you being quiet now, and I think Russell Simmons sees that, there will never, if Kanye is cancelled completely, black people in America with platforms will never say anything ever again. And that, my friend,
is dangerous.
You are oppressed. I actually think black people in America, they don't even know it. It's like Cape Town, you know?
Yeah, apartheid
light.
In Cape Town.
You know, apartheid light. You know, but it's glamorized by hip hop and Hollywood and Beyonce. But Joe, you can't live like that. After they cancel Kanye now, let's say they cancel him, right? Completely. Which black American athlete or fucking musician or actor will ever stand up again and voice issues that affect their community?
Because they're making Kanye an example.
Who's a billionaire? So we're now. You're sitting there with your 15 million and two hits or three hits you're touring, you're going to shut the fuck up. And that's oppression. That's oppression. When they no longer are able to freely express their freedom of speech, then it means they're oppressed. Do you understand? They're fucked.
I watched the interview with Kanye West and Pierce.
Yeah.
And obviously, that's when he was trying to explain exactly where this, because obviously this all started with his tweet, the original tweet, and which was obviously offensive with about the Jewish people. Yeah. But obviously, when he explained himself, like what he was trying to like achieve was that he was trying to fight for the black people, obviously just the black people in the music industry, the athletes and their contracts. And it takes me to the contract that you receive from Sony. Exactly. So when you are questioning this clause, what did they do?
They pull out.
So exactly. So how many people are stuck in with these clauses and they can't speak?
And that's what he was saying. Let's put them all on the table.
Exactly. Let's put them all on the table.
The biggest athlete, the biggest musician, the biggest actor.
Yes.
Let's dissect.
Remember,
it.
Even when LeBron tried being an activist, Nyana, he was told to shut the fuck up and dribble.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, so much stuff, internet, wherever, is said about black people. Why wasn't it met with such vigor? Like this.
Exactly.
Like if you go on the internet, dog, there's so
that's
much
because that's because we don't own, right?
The platform
we don't own the platform. We don't own the record labels. We don't own Spotify. Mm. We don't own Balenciaga. Name me one brand, clothing brand, that's international. Like Gucci, Adidas, owned by black people. We don't own. We don't have even a lot of black industrialists.
Well, he sold it, but yeah, Off-White when he was still alive. I'd say Off-White because it was starting to play.
It's a child, Off-White, bro.
No, of course. Compared, I mean, it's part of the of course, the group it's now. It's part of the Louis Vuitton Moet group.
Already, you see.
But it's nothing compared to a Gucci, to a Louis Vuitton, to a Balenciaga.
It's like we've been here before. So now a white guy can go out, a rock star can say whatever about black people. We don't own a Spotify to cancel them and say we're removing.
Who are you gonna call?
This.
Yeah,
we don't own a news company to say.
All you can say is we're removing him from the lineup.
Yes, and also that's it. We're removing him from the lineup.
Yeah,
we're tearing down his posters.
No more rider.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we don't own the platforms to actually make the story big. We don't own the news agencies. Yeah. We don't own broadcasters. We don't own...
Is this black people in general or just black people in America? Because they are fun.
No, no, no. All over the world. All over the world. All over the world.
We don't own the means of production.
All over the world. Yeah,
you know, the guys that own Seacom, Abo Rupert, if John Rupert, if I come to now and he'll switch off the fucking internet.
For real?
Seacom, bro. How the fuck are we going to get internet without Seacom?
What's Seacom, bro?
It's that big ass cable that's on Europe and goes around the continent that feeds us with internet. That's how much. That's how much power they have. He's got shares.
No way.
You can't shut down YouTube, but can shut down the internet, right?
Yeah.
So you see.
So I mean, it's.
Sorry, what?
Okay. What's going on, bro?
No, it's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
We don't own enough. We don't own means of production. We don't own shit.
Let's bring it back home. Yeah. What
did
you think?
The biggest
buyers. Yeah, that's true.
We are?
The biggest buyers.
Oh, yeah, there's a mall being built in the township somewhere right now. Mention in the comments. I'll read the comments. Yeah. Swear to God. Yeah. I swear. I swear, I like bro. That. We are. How many malls do we have?
Anyway.
The biggest consumers of everything.
Bro. Yeah.
Food, alcohol.
Bro, alcohol.
Everything. Clothes.
Let's bring it back home. Yeah. What did you think about the whole stay away from Santon this weekend vibe?
I saw our president yesterday throwing a subtle tantrum.
Let's give perspective. Fact checker, can you say it in like a professional term? Because I just said let's stay away from Santon, but there's more to it.
Yeah, what happened in Santon?
Just a. Speak
because
speak into that, Mike.
Yeah, the Americans disrespected Cyril, I must say.
Yeah,
it's pure disrespect.
Oh, you got context?
I think I know where you're going. Yeah. It's the first thing I ask myself.
It's
I'm like,
disrespect.
How the embassy,
you know, the embassy.
Do you have context?
Yeah,
okay, tell us. Tell us.
But she let her do it.
Yeah, we've asked her. So,
The U.S. embassy has stated that we'll be having a terrorist attack in Santon.
Potential,
a possible
between this date terrorist. And this date,
this weekend.
It's estimated to be then, but yeah,
even in Nigeria as well, ne?
And Canada as well.
Yeah, I saw that.
You see, the thing is, it's not a secret. I mean, it's been happening all over the world that U.S. embassies are being bombed by terrorists, etc., etc. That's fine, granted. But, you know, the way the U.S. embassy went about it is disrespectful to our government, to our president, to the ANC, to everyone. Because how do you not contact the presidency? Right, and say, guys, we're sitting with the sensitive
information. Or intelligence.
Or intelligence.
Number right. Firstly.
We're sitting with the sensitive information. Mm. What are you guys going to do about it? And then Cyril say, okay, sharp, call the army generals, whoever, the people that are responsible for our national security. Mm. And we find a way to communicate it. Right. Now, these Americans just put out a tweet and they send information to media agencies locally. And they cause panic. Why do you do that? Where's the protocol? Imagine the South African embassy in Washington warning Americans that there's a terror threat around Washington without telling the U.S. government first. That would never. Nobody will do that.
But
they did it here. They did it here.
Don't you think Cyril is having a party somewhere there and he just didn't want anyone to come through? He wanted to party in peace.
There's some yachts that parked in Cape Town. Some Russian.
Oh, Russian. Yeah. Richest guy in Russia,
yeah. I'm telling you, man. They're just saying stay away from Santon.
And Ukraine wants us to seize it. And we don't owe Ukraine anything.
No.
I think South Africa is more indebted to Russia than Ukraine.
More than, yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
There's not going to be any terrorist attack in Santon. Not a chance.
What do you mean, not a chance?
Bro, it's all like...
Let's not dare them.
There could be one day. Nah. Maybe not this weekend.
Nah. You mean bro, there was be a dead by the podcast?
But I'm just saying.
Are
I mean,
that big?
There was a story sometime this year, last year, about ISIS. Kofanabeil.
I remember hearing
in some apartment,
things.
Yeah. But bro, even if they're here, they haven't done shit. You
bro,
know, they haven't done anything.
Not
because
that
we don't bother people like that. We're not we're not a troublesome country.
Mm. Bro, not
but we're the
that
easiest
shit.
Country if you wanna attack the country.
You think
terrorists.
So?
We're the easiest. What if all the Spaza owners.
There was that story about the Spaza owners.
Yes. No, for real. What if all the Spaza owners from like Bangladesh and whatever are secret members of whatever?
No, there was a story like that.
Listen,
this year,
every township could go up like this and smoke.
There was a story like that this year that they've been.
Wait, say that again.
Borders are porous.
Say that again.
Our borders are porous, number one. I'm saying, what if a Spaza shop? Obviously, it's a. Bordering on conspiracy theory.
Tuck shops that
all
blue.
These tuck shops that are owned by Bangladeshis and whatnot.
But the painter blue, all of them. Coca, so you've seen, I'm sure you guys, yeah.
You see, for example, what does that mean?
I don't know.
What's the meaning of it?
Maybe it's a sign, guys.
No, why are they all blue? What's the meaning of it?
You guys have seen them, right? But he painted blue.
Imagine South Africans and Canada all have puzzle shops.
So it's a blue army.
And they all painted green. What's the meaning of that?
Yeah, but.
But what I'm saying is, we're an easy target. Like, you're right, we don't bother anyone. We don't create a lot of enemies. But if you really wanted to. In South Africa, you can get away. I mean, people are getting caught with 700k of worth of nyaupe in jail randomly. People are creating their own fucking food. They're creating fake foods, fake Robertson spices, fake baby formula, fake Coke,
fake bread.
Rama, fake bread.
But you can't create fake grandeur.
It took me lockdown, boy. You'll see. There were fake cordons and fake everything going around.
Yeah.
Created in our backyard here in Terrefontein or somewhere.
Yeah. No, that's
so it's
true.
A free for all in this country, bro. Let's be honest. So if a terrorist really wanted to attack, it's easy. Sent in Cape Town anyway. Maybe not Stellenbosch, but everywhere else. It's a free
for
all.
But for me,
bro.
When the whole mainstream media reports on something, it's a bit fishy. Like, I respect things. If Musa Kahula says there's going to be a terrorist attack in Sandton, I believe it. More than mainstream. No, for real.
No, but look, the message came directly from the US embassy, Twitter profile.
Did Musa retweet? It's not true. Shit. But anyway, something to celebrate is that no more eaters.
Yay.
What are people celebrate? Did you have a tag?
Nah, I didn't.
Again, no one, white but people, maybe they were like following the law and stuff. But
you saw Tito Mboweni throwing a tantrum on Twitter.
What did he say?
Saying, I've been a law-abiding citizen for such a long time. Am I going to get a refund? If not, I'm taking the government to court, and then he tags Dalimpof.
Yeah.
You know? So,
sounds like a joke, though.
Yeah, he's cloud chasing, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's a silly old man. Mm. You know, he's a silly old man. Because, I mean, obviously, he was the Minister of Finance. And he could have done it, but he didn't.
Yeah.
So all those letters that we received were all for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. Well.
Wow.
It was never going to be a thing. And that goes to show how much power people have when they just decide to say middle finger to whoever, you know, whatever we're being burdened with.
But you
literally,
see,
it goes to show.
The last time I told you, I said, some things we don't worry about. There'll be some Abongamla from Stellenbosch that have money that'll take government to court. I mean, the ETOS thing has been an outer thing. You know,
outer. Yes, I remember AA was part of it.
Yeah, they've been running with it for the longest time.
I remember outer.
So now that government has succumbed, I don't know now what's going to happen. Maybe they're also going to pull what Utito is talking about. Okay, everyone that's paid back, can they get their refund? But I don't think it'll go that far. But Kibongamla, they'll do it.
How did the ETO thing come about? What was going on there?
It was for race funding, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it for 2010?
We needed money to fix
after
our roads
2010.
For the five lanes here on the N1. Someone had to pay for that shit.
So money was raised for the ETOs?
Loan. I think it's an Australian company.
Definitely Australian, 100% Australian, yeah.
So we paid the loan back?
We were supposed to pay the loan through ETOs.
But that never happened?
Yeah, we refused to pay.
So what's going to happen?
Treasure will have to make a plan.
Now, definitely we'll pay. Taxpayers, some of them definitely pay. Or we'll take another loan to pay the other loan, and then the other loan will pay back. No, but the money needs to. A company worked. They did something and said, "Gear invoice." It was not paid because people were not paying, but doesn't mean the debt will go away. The company in Australia won't say, "Oh yeah, we understand. South Africans don't want to pay. It's fine. We'll walk away with our tails between our legs."
They'll charge us interest for defaulting.
It's part of the contract, the loan contract. So we'll definitely pay.
Somehow.
They'll get the money. The money needs to be paid.
Who are you voting for next elections?
I want the ANC to win.
Ah!
No, what
Hear me out.
Hear him out.
Tuso, drive him out of here.
Hear him out.
But the reality is,
if you see Mike,
the reality is ANC has been dropping balls for the longest time right now. Mm. People are unhappy with the standard of living, service delivery, corruption, most importantly, you know, just basics, potholes. You know, people after 22 years or
get to your point.
But I'm saying, I mean, they've been dropping balls.
Okay.
At some point, I also was like, this thing is not working. Mm-hmm. You know,
but you're still voting for them.
No, I didn't say I'm going to vote for them. I said I'm a member.
Okay. Oh, yeah, true. Oh, yeah.
I said I'm a member, but I don't know if I'm going to vote for them. I'm unhappy. You know, I'm very unhappy with the ANC. It's not a secret. Everybody is. So I'm not going to act like the ANC has been the darling of our people for the past 10 years. They've been dropping balls for the past 10 years.
So will you vote?
And dropping bags, huh?
And bags too, for some people. I mean, look at the commission. Look at Abu Bosasa. You know, look at all that. You know, it's a mess. You know, it makes no sense that today there's still areas in this country where, you know, there's pit toilets. I mean, look at what Gayton is doing in the Western Cape. Great work.
Karoo there, yeah.
In the Karoo. You know?
Bofford West or something.
Bofford West. Mm. Well, the West, it's
somewhere there.
You know, yeah. But to be honest with you, 2024, the ANC is going to lose votes, right? A lot of votes. I think we'll most probably go into a coalition government. I have not decided who I'm voting for.
And those are a nightmare.
They're a nightmare. I mean, look what's happening in the city of Joburg.
It's a fucking circus.
Mm. You know, it's a circus. And that's exactly where the country is going. I actually think in 2029, you know, we're actually going to have a president that's not from even a political background. Because right now, where the country is, I feel like it's the time, it's the era of civil organizations where people get up and say, listen, we are tired of politicians. We're tired of ANC. We're tired of DA. We're tired of EFF. And look at what is happening in Soweto. Beginning of this year with Abu Lax and electricity. Mm. Right? They were tired. They didn't care who's in government. The people of Soweto needed electricity, whether it's from Eskom, ANC, DA, it doesn't matter. That's we need it. Electricity.
That's it.
And that's where people are going now. I'm more for Adra. Actually, I want to vote for a civic organization.
Isn't that what Musi's doing with his thing? What's it called?
Fella Musi, man. Musi Udizi. You know? Udizi. I'm being sincere. He's not.
Why do you say that?
No, Joe. You know,
because he's pushing for that whole thing of the councillor must be someone from the community.
Nah,
whatever,
but that's
whatever.
Already happening. Your councillor is someone from your ward.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, it's not the usual political party model.
If you're going to represent me, can you at least show me that you understand my daily needs? Can you show me that you're part and parcel of my daily struggle? Right? I can issue. Lori Musiki Coconut.
With the Ngamla wife.
With the Ngamla. It's okay. I mean, love is love. You don't choose who the heart does it. You can't, you know what I'm saying? It's okay.
That's true. Yeah.
But Musi is out of touch with ordinary South Africans. He speaks his big English there, wherever he is. But he's not in touch with the people, with the daily needs of what people on the ground need.
He masquerades.
And the ANC is definitely out of touch.
It's not even, they are
out of touch.
Out of touch.
Imbeciles.
No, you are alone on that one. You are alone on that one. I mean, they
so
can't
who's
even
in touch? Who's in touch with the people right now?
Civic organizations. The future of this country is civic organizations.
Name one that's really making progress or
I'll make you an example. There's a municipality, I think, in Northwest that's been ran by the community. They took government to court and they won the case.
Oh, damn.
Mm.
You know, they're running the municipality.
Please check it, the fact checker,
please check,
if you can.
Which municipality it is.
And which podcast do you know that has a fact checker?
As all podcasts now get fact checkers.
You know, so.
No, it's a real question.
Okay. Podcasting gym.
That's it.
Okay. You know, so.
It's because I'm bored, man. Fucking hell, man. I'm bored with these conversations, man.
But it's a needed conversation.
You know,
this
I got some information.
Okay, tell us what happened with Casper, dog.
No way.
Let's just cut. How
before
many
we get
minutes
there,
have we been recording, fam?
So, before we get there, Saul. Yeah.
Oh, the mic. Oh, you got it. Oh, fact.
Okay, while she comes here.
Do you guys really want to know about this shit?
Fuck yourself.
Fuck municipalities. Fuck the country. We are burning.
You know the part.
We are burning, bro. What do you mean?
I want to tell you about, you know how they're going to collect the money for the e-tolls.
What money?
Wait. They're going to use it as for, you know, that average speed calculation that they do. So they're going to actually turn the e-tolls into that.
Okay, great. Let's move on.
They're going to turn e-tolls to calculate speed.
Yes.
They're going to turn e-tolls as instruments to calculate speed on the freeways.
Yeah, like with you know that happens when you're on the M3 ready to Durban.
100%. No, that's cool.
Oh, fact checkers got the
people are
Northwest
so dumb
place.
Here. Shit.
Apologies, I had a problem with the mic. It's Bojanala District Municipality. They won a case in connection to a 2.4 million tender.
Nice. Round of applause for them. All
so
right.
How are they running themselves?
How are they running themselves?
All if right. They won a tender.
All right.
They had complaints regarding a tender that was issued right, to the all district all right. worth 2.4 million. They had a situation with a tender that was supposed to be done in the district for worth 2.4 million rand, but it wasn't done. So the Hawks went.
Do you guys know how many people are tuning out right now? Can you see the numbers dwindling?
So they.
Okay, what happened to. Let's get to the juicy stuff then. What happened to Casper, bro?
Okay.
Thank you, fact checker.
Danko. Whatever you said, I believe you. I'm with you.
Fact checker.
So there I am, dog. Minding my own business.
Yeah?
I walk in there.
Literally your own business.
Minding your own business.
So I walk in there.
Yeah.
I see this fucker.
Hi, Bo. Mm.
He comes to me.
Oh, dope.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, hola. I'm like, hola.
hola.
You didn't say enda.
It's like, when are you going to keep my name out of your fucking mouth? I'm like, what mouth? Hmm? Who the fuck are you?
That's cool, my politics. Don't know. So, sorry, what you are a story? What mouth?
What happened?
Nah, I'm kidding, man. Nothing happened. No, in all honesty, nothing happened.
What was the thing happening at Macro?
So, like, what was happening because Grandjo was doing so well, right?
Mm-hmm.
They called us up and they wanted
thank
us.
Thank you to the chillers.
Shout out to the chillers for real.
Yeah, honesty, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the chillers. If it wasn't for the chillers, I wouldn't have made it to the catalog. So they were announcing their festive catalog, and Grandeur happened to be part of the catalog as well as Casper's thingy, right?
Pliato.
And Beast as well.
Beast.
Yeah, Beast. He started his own wine.
Beast Mtawarira.
Oh, Mtawarira. Yes. Beast. Yes, a rugby player.
Yes. So as from today, you can get this. This is a Christmas gift pack, which is part of the festive season catalog. And it comes with a game.
Well, who's making this black bottle now? This is a new maker because he had problems with the old maker.
Yeah, man, I did, man. Oh, so dope. This is Macro. They did that. So I just sent them the design and they did it.
Oh,
yeah,
dope. Yeah. Wow. And then what's that?
So this is the game that's available inside of the drink. It's called Sip and Chill.
Oh, Sip and
Chill. Yeah.
Sip and Chill.
Can I tell you the craziest thing about this? Let me open it up because we're going to play the game today. Can
sip
you open it up for
chill.
Me?
Card
so
game.
This game was...
Sip or Chill.
Yeah. The crazy thing about this game is that a chiller came up with it.
Oh.
Oh shit, for real?
Yeah, his name is Ntokozo Nkosi.
Wow.
So you whip out a card and then you read out the card, and if you can, it's like let's say we whip out a card and say, if you're a virgin, drink. Then if you're a virgin, then you sip.
Okay, so almost like truth or dare.
Yeah,
almost
but with
like,
cards.
Yeah, but with cards.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yes.
Is the dog getting paid?
Yeah.
He's the goose that laid the golden egg.
Yeah, I still need to pay him, by the way. Shit, I don't want him to go to the papers and say, hey.
You see?
Yeah, I must pay
shout
shit.
Out to the dogs, man.
Yeah, shout out to the dogs.
Process that payment.
How do you do this shit? So what?
Yeah, just whip out any card. Do we all have a drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's play the game now. Let's play the game.
Do you have a drink? Drinks. Now a puppy.
Yeah, except Melligan. Melligan, a bottle. Drinks. We need a bottle.
Melligan, people are drink. Fam, drink. Two soldiers are gonna drive. You can't drink.
All right, cool. Let's go, Jay.
So it says, nominate someone to a truth or dare or sip.
Okay. One nominate. We'll just go. Damn, are we all playing?
No. Let's nominate. Nominate one person.
Okay, I nominate Fact Checker.
All right, to drink.
Yeah.
No, it says truth, dare.
Or sip.
Or sip.
Yep.
What do you want, Fact Checker? Truth, dare, or sip? Sip, oh. Yeah, sip some of that beer there.
Sip, yeah, sip.
Sip some of that
sip,
beer.
Sip, yeah, you asked for it.
Sip some of Simp's beer. I want to sip you. It's Simp. Sip some let's of that go. Simp's beer.
We don't have time. We don't have time.
Sip some of that Simp's beer.
Let's go. We don't have time.
We don't have time.
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay. Value of time, baby. Oh, I album.
Yeah,
well. How to put the castor oil? Look at that.
Yes.
So what happens to this card?
Do I put it yeah, away.
Put it away.
It's done.
Okay, on the side.
Yeah, next.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Next one.
This is Sip and Chill by Ntokozo. Chillers are amazing, man.
Thank you, Ntokozo.
Shut up,
this is going to be amazing.
Shut up, Ntokozo.
Starting with you, take chance naming an animal. Continue until someone hesitates or repeats an animal that person sips.
All right, cool.
Hippo.
So
let's
so
start.
People with the mic. Me. Yeah, people with the
Hippo.
Mic.
Cat.
Dog.
Meow.
Hey, meow. Which one is that
you
one?
Sip. Sip. So what happens? I'm done. Next one.
Yeah, next one.
Hey, dogs, you're good, man.
Pick a person to ask you any question. You can either answer truthfully or refuse to answer and sip.
Right, cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Pick a person. You're the guest.
That's all. All
right, cool. Ask him a question.
What should I do?
Pick a word. Everyone takes turns saying a word that rhymes. That person hesitates or repeats a word, sips.
Okay.
So you start with the word.
Rhythm.
And then the next person needs to rhyme the word.
Rhythm. Yeah.
He hesitated.
Fuck you, man. Prism.
Ah, he hesitated.
Prism.
Are you prism? You go.
Prism.
Rhythm.
Sip.
Ah, but he fucked up first, man.
No, I said prism.
What, are you scared of salt, bro?
I was gonna say season.
Treason?
Season.
Season?
Rhythm.
Rhythm? Season. Prism? Season?
Yes, it works.
JJ is scared prison. Of salt because he wants
to... It works when you bend the words.
Prison.
He wants a producing gig there.
No.
We've got Fenta Light, the producer. You know that one? Best in the country, Wawa.
Okay. Talk with a different accent until the end of the game. If caught not speaking with the accent, you sip.
Nah. I know what this is. Isn't this supposed to, the card supposed to go around? Because Tibler was supposed to pick that or Mac, and then he was supposed
Okay. So.
Because you caught now. Because all the challenges now come down to you.
Okay, sharp.
You're saying you must move
you
it around.
Yeah, so we'll move the card around.
All right, do
bro,
another
it's your
one.
Game. You don't even know how that shit works. No.
Yeah, bro. Come on. It's your game, bro.
Yeah, okay. Let's go.
Mac should know.
Everyone who's single sips. Who's single them a sip? Fact checker single.
Ah, Tuso, why are you sipping?
Who's single?
Yeah, Tuso, what happened to the girl from Tembisa, though?
Mary.
Mary. How Joe? So singing.
He bolted her out of here.
Tuso's a bolt driver, that's why.
You have to move the cars to go.
You have to move the cars.
Ah, okay, cool.
Give the cars to go.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So the top card is nice. Card is amazing. Pick the top card, yeah?
Top card.
Okay. Pick someone to kiss. If they refuse.
Let's go!
Like, really?
Yes, really!
Come
Big fact checker then.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Pick her.
Yeah.
And it's a mouth. Lip.
No. It didn't specify. It didn't.
Yeah, okay. It's not a keys, man. It's not a keys, man.
Chillers are missing out. Look at this.
What about get some action?
Oh my goodness.
Then you could have picked anyone then. Could have picked anyone.
Oh, that's a good one, eh?
That was a good card.
That was a good card. Jeez.
Who are you going to kiss?
Me.
So, who are you going to kiss?
Fact checker. Oh, you.
Let me do the last one.
I don't have problems with Umnaga, you know?
Hey, man, shout out to Ntokozo. This is a great game, man.
It's definitely
a shout out, Ntokozo. This is a great game.
All right, it's my turn. All right.
Ntokozo.
Kes.
Umsipha we Ntokozo. Yanambitheka bavuma.
The first two people you see in front of your eyes must kiss.
He made that up. Let's see the car. Auditing. There we go. Nothing about first two people. It says flip a coin. If it's heads, you sip. If it's tail, everyone sips.
Anyway, man. Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about, my dog? By the way, man, this is going to be available at Macro, and I'm not saying this just because Macro is partnering with us, but shout out to Macro, man. The event was awesome.
Yeah.
They're supporting black talent, which is really, 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 really amazing, dog.
Shout out, bro.
If you check the panel, it was just black entrepreneurs, you know?
Wow.
Dope.
Myself, Casper, Beast. And there's another guy, I forgot his name, but
Beast was there.
Yeah, Beast was there, man.
Shout out.
Yeah, man. So like Macro is really opening up the doors for all of us, because it's so hard to get into retail, Doug.
It is, right? I mean, Tops is closing the doors. Pick and Pay Liquor, Checkers Liquor, all these other guys, I mean, you're not there.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing ever.
No, but for real, dog, like, I'm not saying this because Macro has got us in, but like, honestly, Macro's really trying to open the doors for us, bro.
For black, I kid you not.
I kid you not, bro.
So it's not just with the liquor.
No,
so
anything.
If you've got something you're selling, you can go into.
This is the perfect time.
Hey, why don't you sell merch? They sell clothes at Macro.
No, I spoke to them about that. That's what I'm saying. Like,
beautiful,
they're really actively trying to get us in there.
I've seen.
And they didn't pay me for this. Like, it's not a paid sponsorship or anything like that. I'm being genuine.
No, shout out to Macro.
Do they have more fire there? How come they don't have more fire?
They do at Macro. I saw it, yeah.
Oh, shit. Last week.
Yeah, they do, yes.
Shout out to Macro, bro. Fuck,
if you have a business, go to Macro, bro.
If you've got a product you're selling, Macro.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, obviously, it's going to be hard because they have a lot of products that they have to vet and stuff.
Yeah, of course. But and they're kind of too much of one thing.
Is it Macro or Macro?
M-A-K-R-O. It's the same thing, man.
Sip.
Macro, sip.
Sip.
The beer. No. Sip Heineken.
Macro.
Sip the beer. Give her the beer to sip.
Macro.
But look, your product has to be good. You have to do the groundwork yourself.
It has to be SABS approved.
Show that you've got a better ground support. You know, sell it yourself online.
Yes.
Like you did. You know, deliver. Don't go there.
No, but I'll be honest. No, look, I'll be honest. The podcast helped with me getting in there.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I tried for 2 years.
Yeah,
and they kept saying no. And then once the podcast blew, then it made sense for them. You know,
and you had a record of these are the units I'm pushing.
So if I didn't have the podcast, I probably wouldn't be in Macro. I'll be honest, you know.
Yeah.
But at least they're willing to like look at your product and
they're trying to put people on.
Yeah, you have
and
a better chance.
Halfway.
Yeah, you have a better chance than anywhere else that I've seen. Because I've tried retail, dog. These guys don't give a fuck.
Well, why is Tops not putting you in?
No, I'm in a certain Tops, like in Gauteng.
No. But those are owners. You know what I mean? Of those particular branches. Why is Tops from the top not putting you in?
Because it's white owned, dog. They don't watch the podcast. They don't know what grandeur is. You know what I mean? Simple.
Jesus. So that's the same as Pick and Pay and
everybody
else.
So you gave them the same presentation you gave to Macro.
Yeah.
a macro?
Macro, it helped because there was a chiller inside macro who motivated for us to have Grandeur.
Shout out to the chillers.
Yeah,
man.
So when I went into the meeting, they're like, oh yeah, we already know this brand. Someone from the team told us.
Yeah.
And then that's when I went on to, you know.
The crazy thing is Pick and Pay has an enterprise development division. Where they're supposed
speaking to the mic, yeah?
Where they're supposed to, you know, put on products like yours. I know a homie of mine that was inside Checkers, not only like some sparkling juice, but you know, as soon as the sales were in, he sold it, he made money, and it was out. But he was struggling to get into Pick and Pay.
No,
so the retailers need to play their part.
No, don't worry. Mm. We opened the floodgates for piano.
Yeah,
we're gonna do the same for retail.
We have to.
Yeah, speaking the floodgates are open now.
Speaking of, shout out
macro.
Yeah,
we're rocking.
No, we need to support.
We're opening
macro.
The industry.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure.
Speaking of the floodgates opening, Sertril dropped. Shout out to him, man.
Oh yeah,
dropped
yeah.
his 19-track album Ghost, sounding beautiful. I mean, Busisa, the opening song, so musical.
Yeah,
you know, and then that he's got. What I love about him, he's got songs that are not even piano. You know, like the song he did with Disciple of House. Mm. It's not even piano. Shout out to him, man. But a lot of songs are obviously piano. Beautiful album.
Shout out to Blackie, he dropped.
Yeah.
Amos, he dropped with Amifaku. They got a track out. Bassi, Murder.
Oh, Murder's dropping solo from Black Motion. Yeah. He's dropping a solo album.
So shout out to them.
Shout out, man.
Shout out to all those guys. Beautiful. But anyway,
I saw your video this morning. Yeah. As well, dropped this morning, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But all along, I didn't know it was your song because it's so big, it's playing everywhere.
Yeah, it's a big song.
And I'm like,
it's a huge song.
I'm on YouTube this morning. I'm like, McG.
Yeah.
So let me listen to this shit. And I'm like, but I think I spoke to you this morning about it.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I didn't even know this was your song. It's so big, it's so dope.
Yeah,
nice
one. That video is a video I put my name on.
Okay.
Now I'm doing gigs that I put my name on.
100%. Chovicho.
Hey!
Excitement yet of fella, go panel maporis.
Hey, this is my producer. You've met Casper now. So you guys said no word. You just exchanged no words.
Nothing, bro. Really, like, honestly speaking, like,
exchange nothing, no words.
You didn't speak nothing.
No, like, I was there for business, bro. I didn't even realize he was there. To be honest, I'm being honest.
Come on, he's wearing lime green sneakers and a lime green top.
No, I saw him.
Oh,
but
okay.
Like, I was there as Mac G, the business guy.
Oh, there's
Mac
a difference.
G. You're still Mac G. That talks that shit on the podcast. You're not different. You're still
there's
the same nigga.
There's a difference.
You can't.
Maybe Casper didn't
you can't
see
cut
you.
Yourself from yourself.
Yeah, maybe he didn't see you.
You can't hear yourself.
Yeah, I don't think Casper saw him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nah, but in all honesty, nothing happened, bro. Like, we didn't even speak. The only time we locked eyes was when we were sitting on the panel and he was speaking. And obviously, when he's speaking, you gotta look at him and, you know.
Yeah, you gotta be professional. Yeah, fair enough. It's
oh,
business.
And you clapped. Okay.
That's the only time. And then after that, he left. I never spoke
with Tilly.
No, he was alone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But is your thing serious with him, or it's just...
Nah, it's not serious.
No, he stated why he doesn't like the guy.
Huh?
It's not personal.
It's
he
not
stated
personal,
why
bro.
You don't like the guy.
It's not personal, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's not personal at all, man.
He just reminds you of the industry. That's what you just said, right?
Yeah, man. Niggas are sensitive. You know how the industry is, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we were speaking to DJ Cleo in the interview.
Yesterday.
You must watch the interview.
Yesterday, yeah.
He mentioned like 3 times how I mentioned I didn't like his song that he released because it sounded like Vigro. Mm. And what niggas don't understand is that I have an obligation to be honest to the chillers. So if I think that song sounds like Vigro, I'm going to say it. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
It's not a fact.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm saying I hate Cleo.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean,
shit.
Doesn't mean the song
are you character assassinating him?
Yeah. Niggas don't understand that. I just... Dog.
Sol, you're right.
Because it's like, I'm putting on shoes. It feels like we're wrapping up. I'm putting on my shoes. Sorry.
Oh, you called the Uber already?
Yeah, I've called the Uber already.
Oh, he's got a car. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah, I saw the car.
They're lying. Stop telling lies. Yeah, bro, you're saying.
He eats and drives. I'm alive.
That's why he accelerated. He was on my foot. Continue, man.
Yeah,
so I don't understand why niggas catch feelings, dog.
Yeah,
it's just my opinion. It doesn't mean I hate you. Like,
a human, bro. Anyone gonna catch feelings?
Yeah.
If someone says shit, you're gonna catch feelings, bro. If someone those bro. Boys on everything and say music, if they say shit about you, you'll catch it's you're
nah,
human.
Nah, nah, we get it, dog. We understand. Come on, man. What you talking about?
You're human.
Bro.
You will catch feelings. You won't hate the guy or make it personal. You won't want to fuck him up. You won't put on, go on Instagram Live and say, when I find you at a gig, make sure you're booked at 1 and booked at 7. You won't say that. But a part of you will be like, fuck, oh, it's my turn today. You right? And you're like, oh, it's
but
my turn.
But do you think
Maparisa
is really going to fuck you up on this?
Nah, man, he can't
the
do
long
shit.
Arm of Maparisa.
Ah. The
long arm of...
My long arm of the law, dog. He's the law.
You know,
long
guys,
arm of the law, bro.
Poisa.
Can I be honest? Coming to fetch you,
I'm
bro.
Looking at the camera. Can I be honest with the chillers? I've been trying for 5 weeks not to talk about Caspar or Pori, but every episode, these niggas bring it up.
This nigga's been trying for 5 weeks after he's been speaking about
exactly.
them for 10 weeks.
Because you
man.
Did.
This
you
is
did.
Ass is trying not to speak. Of fuck you,
you did.
Nigga.
You
the
brought
fuck?
Him up.
Yeah, bro. We're here because of you, man.
Exactly.
We're here because you've been talking about
yeah.
them.
No, but I met him yesterday at the macro thing. There's no way I could not talk about that. Come on now.
You see.
Yeah.
Then so there's
that,
no way
so
we're going to talk about Pori.
Cool. That you sorted.
So now we're waiting for the Pori
yeah,
meeting.
Yeah, there's no chance of anything happening. So that's sorted, right?
Yeah.
Caspar will never do anything to you. He's a brands guy. He'll never do anything. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Even Pori, he's got too much going for him. He won't.
You're not fuck him up, man.
Have you seen this bad boy? At this rate, I think
please,
they talk
Nash,
with
zoom
Pori.
In it,
at
zoom
this rate,
in into
I think
the bad boys.
The Pori.
Please, show
yeah,
the bad boys again.
Today, yeah, sharp, no, no, sharp. At this rate, no ways, man.
Okay, guys, can we finish with the Casper and Pori thing?
Okay,
like,
can
I
show
move
us the
on,
bad
guys.
Boys.
Okay.
Show us the bad boys again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mesh, zoom in.
Are we done? Are you guys happy? Can we be done, guys?
Okay.
All right, moment of silence. Moment of silence. Okay. For Pori and Caspar, we're never ever talking about them on the podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Moment of silence.
What if someone talks about them? What happens? Yeah. We need.
We move on.
What if they're
no,
trending?
No.
They're a trending topic.
Yeah, what if something happens to one of them? And then, of course, we're going to talk about it. Right?
Like, what if they die?
Yeah, we
bro,
can't
this is SA. There's 5 celebrities. Come on now.
Yeah, but hold on. Like, it's whatever, man.
Huh? So we talk about the other 3.
Anyway, what else do you want to say, JJ? What's
nah,
going
nah,
on,
I'm
man?
Happy, man. I'm happy, man. I'm happy. Now. Congrats on your shit.
Bro, do you do readings?
Nah, for certain people.
For real?
Oh,
do a reading
gift,
on
bro.
Us.
You've
no,
got the
JJ.
No, man. It's,
you've
it's,
got the gift.
JJ.
It's not something I turn on.
Huh?
It's not something. It's not a button that I
it's not the main switch. Like, not main switch. Like
it's not like Wi-Fi off, Wi-Fi on. No,
but what is your spirit saying about us? Or maybe just someone specific
nah,
in the room.
Ghost lady, maybe you don't want to know. Eh?
No, I want to know. I'm fine. I'm comfortable. Like in the room.
Hey man, I'm comfortable.
Yeah,
I'm good.
In the room. What is your
I'm
spirit
clean.
Saying?
So yeah, I'm clean.
So my new. How do I say it? I don't want to say my new shit. My new thing is I see little emojis over people's heads.
Emojis.
Right, what emojis in here?
No, man. But I'm sharing.
Yeah,
you know.
Emojis.
But yeah. But not for everyone.
Emojis.
You know?
Okay. What an emoji
like?
Like
get some rocks from outside. Let's throw some rocks here.
No, man.
Get a feather.
Not animated.
Get a leaf. Sol, you're
hey,
eating
no,
in
man.
Your car.
You see, it's not something. It's not something you switch on, right? If I bump into you, and there's information I need to get, I will get it.
Does that happen, bro?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, you don't control
damn,
it. I don't say, okay, what's going on with MacGyver today? I mean, I've passed that Google stage where it's exciting and you just Google everyone. You know, now it's whenever necessary.
That's crazy.
You know?
Damn,
anyway,
bro.
Ghost Lady, what do you want to say, man?
Damn, bro. Shout
just
out to
on
you,
just natural news, what's been happening in the week. Mm. Akon had an interview. Did you see that?
Yeah.
With Vlad TV. And
damn,
he went.
Vlad is still around.
No, it is still around.
Vladimir.
No.
No. Literally, and Vlad is short for Vladimir. He's a white guy. Vlad,
yeah,
a white guy.
Yeah.
Vladimir.
Yeah, you're Vlad.
Oh, is it the full name?
Yeah,
Vladimir.
His name is Vladimir, yes.
Oh, okay. So Akon there went as far as. Because they were talking about the whole Kanye West thing about the whole t-shirt thing, right? And they said. It went as far as. Now, Akon was narrating how South Africa. Oh, sorry.
What did you drink? What did you drink?
Sorry. No. sorry, flu.
I do. Please don't drink.
If I tell you the school I went to,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
So in the interview, ne?
Yeah.
I am a guy. Spiwe, switch off his mic. No.
Okay.
So in the interview, Akon was talking about how Africa, some parts of Africa, which there's like white people who are actually poor and black people are thriving so well, that it's the white people who are struggling, and named South Africa as one of those countries. Yes. Guys, you must see this that clip.
But it is true. But the Mbongamla that are suffering.
Yeah, but that's not the narrative, though,
was just so wrong.
It's wrong.
Yeah. It was totally wrong. Mm. Like, it went, because then the joke of the whole thing was that Kanye West, White Lives Matter, should have been in South Africa. Ah, fuck you.
No, man.
Because it's the white people who need to be like fighting for their rights because they are suffering in South Africa. So that was just like, whoa.
Fusek.
No, man. Akon,
now I must do his research.
The crazy thing is, he's been here so many times, you know?
Hmm?
He's been here so many times.
Dude, but actually, he sees Santin and he sees. Touch takes him to wherever and he sees just the blinging, the azul, you know, then you'll see a random white guy. That one is Stratin.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, he thinks that's the whole narrative. All Bro, right. Your opinion quickly, man. When the fuck is Marcus Eustace going to prison? I just finished a Stein heist. Fuck that nigga, bro.
I don't know. If
fuck.
I don't know.
Insider trading is guilty of. Well, that nigga. Fuck him, bro.
I don't know if he's gonna go to jail though.
Bro, those are serious crimes. And like,
they'll probably take
you
his.
Can't they'll scam take people his, of billions.
They can take him. Maybe they'll probably take his psycho. Degree no, or whatever
they've taken
qualification.
Already.
Yeah,
he's no longer a member of SAICA, which is SA Chartered Accountant.
Yeah, so. I think the thing was with my cousin, you know, you almost need people like him to catch him.
Yeah.
And Kambona Christopher Iswahlara, for someone that lost 280 billion, he's too.
No, but isn't that how you became a billionaire?
No,
money is not a lot. Like, doesn't mean everything
like,
to him.
He's like, I'm not going to get this one.
Hey, Poisey. Hey, man, these niggas are talking about some boring shit.
Bro, you must watch Stein Heist.
Yeah.
It's fucking dope.
It's not boring, dog. It's not boring.
Nah, he'll learn.
Yeah?
Hey, man.
Switch
They're
off.
Talking about Stein Heist.
Bro, wasn't your mom a teacher?
Tonight, what's the plan?
Isn't your mom a...
Hey,
your mom's
this
pension is your mom's pension is possibly affected. She was a teacher, right?
Yeah, Utin boy.
Dom, like, hey? Some
that,
real stuff.
That guy, I mean,
hey?
For him to say, you know, he doesn't want to walk around being better, he'll simply take over the company when you've lost 292
hey,
billion. That's insane.
But Christo literally sold Pep. He sold Pepco.
Yeah.
And he was paid in my shares. No one does that. You can't sell your blood.
Hey.
And sweat.
That's Valile Show.
Over.
You guys will voice note each other.
Do you
other?
Know
Come
Marcus Eustace, bro?
Hey, man.
He's the biggest criminal ever.
Hey?
He's the biggest criminal in South Africa right now. He's free. He's not in jail. He literally lied about billions and billions and billions in the books of Steinhoff, and people invested their money. The public fund was what is
this
it?
This shit is high.
They invested people's pensions and whatnot.
Send me a voice note. I'll listen to it.
Okay,
this shit high grade. I'm not sending you a voice note.
Let's congratulate black women who are doing well. With the SAA, there's two pilots, black female pilots, who flew from Johannesburg. First time, two pilots, black females, flew from Johannesburg to Cape Town.
Oh,
now
wow,
that's yes.
Out.
Oh, are you awake for this?
Yeah,
you have names.
I like that.
We have names. Fact checker, can you
please
get
give
names?
Us the names?
Nice.
I know
it's just two people's names.
Yeah, it's two. It's, yeah, the pilots, and it was the first for SAA.
I heard when they were flying, they were playing Sip and Chill.
Ah, yeah. Anyhow, they're concentrating.
But that's big, eh? For women.
Yeah, that is messy.
It's okay, Anna, got names, wait, got it's names. Annabelle Vundla and Rifilwe.
Rifilwe who? Rifilwe is not...
Officer
Rifilwe. A pilot.
Yeah,
you okay, put can
the
we get
let's
pictures.
Put the pictures
can
as well.
He's got pictures and names.
And no, the names, Melanie, yeah.
Write names and pictures, please.
Yeah, know, right. Big ups to them. And thank you to SAA for that. Yeah, man.
Shut up, man. Know? To wrap it up, don't forget, my birthday party's happening 12th November at Propaganda.
I see that.
We're
going to be there, sure. All the emojis... 10,000 emojis. See,
JJ, I need you to do a reading. JJ,
We got Sir Trill in the building, Saul Penduka, TBO, Cesar Alakine, Mac Lopez, Bailey, MJ Keys, Audio Addicts, Malums on Decks, Cap Master, Saitle, the twins who sang Tico. Yeah.
Vinjori is there.
Yeah, Ura D as well.
Vinjori, say it, Vinjori.
Ora D, she sang Mdali with Mesh.
Oh, but and shout out to that guy who remixed Singaya Api Masuga. Please play this, ne? When we're done with the show,
it's end so with beautiful,
it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and you'll see his TikTok handle.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Are you going to perform on stage? No. Mdali.
Wow. You're not going to perform you in your own hood. Home ground advantage, Victoria.
Come on.
Mesh.
And then last but not least, Tabo Smalls from Black Motion.
Oh, shout out.
Yeah, man.
Shout out, Tabo Smalls.
Please, can we fill up Propaganda more than Saul's birthday party? Otherwise, I'll never hear the end
then
of this.
Then it'll collapse. Yeah? If you fill it up more than me, it'll collapse.
Okay, one more than you. Otherwise, I'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, one person more than me, I'll still stand the building. you want to hear the end of it from me?
Yeah.
I'm not that guy, though.
How many people did you pick up?
Quite a number, I forgot. But I'm not that guy to say, ha, you didn't fill it up. I did. Come on, I'm not that guy. Am I a dick? I'm not a dick. Don't make me look like a dick. I'll never. Like, I'll just be... No, not me, bro. I'll never. Yeah? No, I'm not that guy. No, I'm not that guy, man. Come on. I'm not that guy.
Anyway, if you want the podcast interest, call it tune if you're on MTN. Just check the number below. And if you're outside of Africa, make sure you check out Airtel. That's outside of SA. And also, big shout out to the Chillers Market. If you've got a black business, make sure you register on the Chillers Market. Remember this award that we won, the MTN App of the Year.
Yeah.
Business App of the Year.
Yeah.
Best Breakthrough Developer. Yeah. I forgot to shout out Top Code. It's a black company that
created the app.
That created the app.
So they do coding.
Yeah.
Shout out to Top Code, man.
Yeah, black
excellence.
And also, shout out to... what's his name, man? I forgot this, man. I got some new tires at High Q in Waterfall. So the High Q in Waterfall...
They gave you free tires.
Yeah, they gave me free tires.
Okay.
And I said I'll send a shout-out because I was meant to do just an Instagram post and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, thank you for the tires. But it's black-owned. So I'm
shout
like,
out
ah,
to High Q. So when I get a call and my tires are out, I'll go to them.
No.
The car that you just saw everybody had. Now name what does he ate? Ghost lady. Say something. Say something. Gosh.
No, just...
Don't you want free tires?
You can give your Uber driver a free tire.
Shout out, fine.
Shout out to Errol at High Q in Waterfall.
Shout out, Errol.
So if you need anything to do with tires, please support him. It's a black owned business. Like, for real. For real.
It's black owned.
Yeah, black owned.
I'm not my white doll.
Not one of
them.
You didn't get it.
That is not my white doll. Hey, that's a white doll. You know I don't.
Yeah.
I told you.
Hey, man, we're here. Podcast and chill.
Bye.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.